Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Okay, we are continuing on our entrepreneurship A to Z series. We're still in the B's, but this is our last B related concept. And today we're talking about a business plan. Within that business plan, having a business model. So business plan, business model. And the bottom line is entrepreneurs, it may feel like you can just fly by the seat of your pants, and a lot of entrepreneurs stumble upon their initial success, and that's great, especially if you don't have any monetary hopes or dreams or aspirations. But the minute you start thinking in terms of, hey, I can make money off of this, And even to the point where you start to say, well, maybe this will replace, be in lieu of my day job. You know, this isn't just something I want to do after hours or part-time or extracurricular. I want this to be my main source of income. Right there is the turning point. And what a lot of people think is the next step is, you walk in and you tell your boss you've had a vision, you've been inspired, you have a new passion, you quit. And then you go about pursuing this entrepreneurial way of working. And not only do you have the financial outlay of a startup, but you also now are depending on it to pay your bills. You've made your first mistake. Especially if there is no plan in place. So as excited as you are, right out the gate, as a new entrepreneur, even if you've had your first taste of success, be careful about quitting your job too soon, because you're going to sabotage any chance of early success with the business. You should have a thought out transition to the point where you set your monetary goals for the business, and that you get to a point, the first point you try to get to is break even. You are getting a full return on your investment. Only after that, where your sales is paying the bills and even paying you back for any initial investment, then you're in the profit zone. Once you get in the profit zone, you're still reinvesting. Now, maybe it's taking the business in order to grow it. It takes money to make money, so you need to grow the business. Then, when you start have that profit margin that can now pay you, you can start now paying yourself. Now, you can just start thinking about, okay, I can start thinking about quitting my day job because I'm making enough to start paying myself. You do not do that day one. What I've seen so often, people start making money, and the money that they're making, they start immediately paying themselves. Or, and it may not be intentional, may not be a salary that you're paying yourself, but you've got bills that need to be paid, and you're pulling that money out as soon as you're making it. Not putting it back in the business, but trying to float and just survive with your personal finances. It's a lose-lose situation because it's not fair to a business, especially in the startup phases. And there's a lot of stress when you're trying to, the old saying, rob Peter to pay Paul. That's exactly what that is saying. You're robbing the business in order to pay your personal bills. So you have to be strategic and thoughtful about your transition planning. And it starts with the business plan. What do you need to sell in order to hit the milestones that I just talked about? And when, based on your projections, when do you think you'll hit those milestones? And when you don't hit those milestones, being able to pivot and adjust and to be honest with yourself about what's working and what's not working. The thing that sometimes scares people about the business plan is sometimes putting it on paper and putting the numbers on paper and really seeing what it takes to get to the point where you're paying yourself, let alone, six figures and seven figures, if that's ultimately your vision. When you see what has to go into it, it can almost scare you out of wanting to pursue it. But early and often, you've got to be honest with yourself. What are you willing to do in order to get to that point where you can let go of your day job? And sometimes you might have to admit to yourself, being an entrepreneur can make working for corporate America look attractive. Depending on the numbers, depending on the margins, just depending on what are the possible challenges. That said, I don't want to scare anyone away from pursuing the opportunity to take something, a dream, a passion, and making it your way of working. As long as you don't find yourself or don't have to lay out a plan where something that you're passionate about becomes something that is all work and all chasing the money and the dollars, and then suddenly you're not passionate about it. You don't enjoy it. And ultimately you get burnt out. Sometimes your passion, your hobby is meant to be just that. Something that is no pressure, something that you can do when you want to, how you want to do it. And I have a perfect example. There's someone that I'm very close to that is very protective about turning her hobbies into her job because she doesn't want them to be a job. They relax her. So she likes doing what she wants when she wants to do it. And when it starts to feel like a job, usually she'll sit it aside and move on to something else. She's very clear about making sure that her hobbies, her pastimes, they're there to relax her, not to stress her. So I know that's going down a whole different role, but this is what the reason why I think sometimes people avoid business plans, because they can be daunting, they can be intimidating. They can be scary. But with the right encouragement, any decision, either way you go, if you write the plan and realize, you know what, I don't want to turn my passion, my hobby, into a job. That's okay. That alone will save you a lot of frustration and headaches and having invested in something only to have the same revelation many thousands and tens of thousands of dollars later. Have that revelation now versus later. So, just some food for thought. But just know that planning is our friend. It doesn't have to be intimidating. And if it gets a little intimidating, talk it through with someone that can help you break it into small, bite-sized pieces. Don't feel like you have to swallow the whole elephant. I used to ask the class, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Do the same with your plan, with your vision. Don't try to swallow at all. Don't try to pursue it all right out of the gate. Pace yourself. Thanks for listening. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman with another episode of our Entrepreneurship A to Z. Please visit the website for Blog Talk Radio, the Espresso 411 podcast, and or send me a note at jsb@expressobookstore.com. And remember, there's an X, expresso bookstore.com. Thanks for now. Bye.